96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Pleased to have with us on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, Ryan Jansen, Lyon County appraiser, whose office is going to start getting pretty busy here over the next couple of weeks.
Ryan, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys.
We're doing all right here so far. So, valuation notices, the way it sounds, are going to be hitting mailboxes early to middle stages of next week.
That's right. They're set to be released. Those values are going to be sent out on Monday, February 26th. So shortly thereafter, they should be showing up in mailboxes for the 2024 change of value notices.
Well, we've had a busy time you have here, you know, the past number of months, compiling all this information. And anything stand out significance-wise, Ryan?
So it's more of a return to normal, I would say. We're kind of back more at what those pre-COVID historical real estate numbers were as far as valuation increases year over year. So the typical trend that we saw for a lot of our residential properties was kind of in that 2.7 to 8.2 range. So that's a lot more typical to what we saw versus what we've seen more recently, where we've had those rapid market inflations following COVID.
Boy, what was it, the last 2 years, and specifically last year, I know there were a lot of complaints about how the valuations kind of came out, because you were looking at, what, double digits, I think, pretty consistently, were you not?
Yeah, last year was about 14.5%, and I believe, if I remember correctly, the year before that was even almost 10. And so now we're starting to settle back down. Things are starting to calm down and get that return to normal. So something that we like to see, getting things back to normal again.
What is I guess the question comes up is how valuations are calculated. As far as the percentage increases are concerned, and also really how things got so, out of round, the outlier years, the last couple of years versus what we've seen in years past.
Yeah, so everything that we do is based on market transactions. We review every sale that takes place in the county, and we determine whether or not it's an arm-length transaction. We review those sales, we compile those sales, and we use those sales to analyze and determine what the value is for properties that have not sold. So it's a very detailed process that takes us about 6 months to complete, to go through all of our various analytical phases, and then ultimately the valuation phase, where we sit down and we look at each property and determine what's its fair market value. But fair market value is what the number is that we're trying to achieve here.
And what about home sales this past year? Obviously, in talking with realtors here locally, not a lot has been on the market.
No, the number of sales is definitely down from what it's been the last few years, but we're still continuing to see just some market inflation taking place there in what those sale prices are. So it comes back to your supply and demand economics there. When we have that lower supply, there's still that demand that's there. That can drive some of those prices up just a bit.
Ryan Jansen again, Lyon County appraiser, joining us with valuation notices heading out here across Lyon County here early next week. Ryan, when you're looking at different categories, because we've been talking about home sales basically, or home valuations, residential property valuations, how are the other categories stacking up? Are they also kind of coming back to the long-standing normal range, or are there still some outliers?
I think there's still showing up about to be in that normal range. So the commercial properties, we're seeing about anywhere typically from like a 1% increase to about a 7.5%, depending on the type of use of property. Apartment properties and warehouse properties, those are still very desirable, highly sought after. So we're still seeing the most market increase in those sectors on the commercial side. And then on the agricultural side, the interesting thing that's going on with agriculture is we continue to see market ag land prices go up and up. We're not seeing market ag land sales come down, but we don't value ag land at a market value. That's valued at a use value. And those use values for our dry crop or cultivated land and our irrigated is going down this year about 16.5%. So pretty significant decrease there on our cultivated land compared to what we're seeing with the market land on that. And that's largely because of the formula that's used to calculate that by the state. It's an 8-year average that's used and calculated for that. And so some of the years that are being factored in there were years when there were some significant drought in the area and production was low.
So have we seen a lot of activity ag sales-wise, land-wise, Ryan?
We'll still see some of those ag land sales, but again, it's just something that we kind of monitor and measure. It's not something that we use to really help us determine a market value, but just because the way ag land is done on that use value. So it's a little bit different. It's the only exception to that rule. Anything that's used for the production of agriculture is valued at a use value, where everything else is valued at a market value.
Gotcha. And once the valuations are in hand, what is the timetable then for the appeal process, and then also getting that basically taken care of in any other way, shape, or form that's needed?
Yeah. So it's 30 days from the date on the notice. So the last date to schedule an appeal will be March 27th, and all you have to do is contact the appraiser's office. Our number is 620-341-3302, and just set up a time to meet with somebody in the office to take a look at the value. One thing that you can do, too, is you can just request your property information. You can request the information that was used to value your property, and we'll send you a list of the property characteristics that we have. You can confirm and make sure that those are in line with what you have as far as bedroom, bathroom count, basement square footage, those sorts of things. You can confirm that. You can also request a copy of the comp sheet that was used to value the property. So you can see the sheet that we used to look at to determine what the value of the property was. So it'll have some of the comps on there that we considered, and it'll have some of the other valuation market indicators that we looked at to consider the market value for the property.
So if there's an appeal done, the appointment is scheduled, people come in, meet with you or a member of your appraiser team, and you'll kind of go over item by item then how you came to the number?
Yeah, well, we generally have a series of questions that we like to ask because we like to get some information about the property too. We want to confirm that the information we have is correct. And so we'll kind of go over some of the property details, and then we'll kind of go over some of the different comps that we used and how we selected the value and what we were looking at and taking into consideration, go over that process. And then it's also an opportunity for the property owner to come and share information with us related to maybe any deferred maintenance that's on the property, any structural damage that's taking place on the property, if they have any specific comps that they would like us to consider. Pictures are always good and helpful to bring those in so that we can see, especially of the interior, because we don't typically get to see the interior on many of these properties. And so that's always good, helpful information for us to make our final determination.
Yeah, I mean, this is something you can learn something from, too, I'm sure. So it's not you get appeal questions. That's something that's really not making you cringe in many instances then, huh?
Right, yeah. I mean, there's plenty of times where we just don't know certain things about certain houses. The inside may not tell the story that the outside tells, and sometimes we do need to have that conversation with that property owner just to kind of see what's going on, what the deal is, and see if there's something that's being missed or overlooked, and make sure that we're accounting for everything. And sometimes we look at it and we find out, no, that we are accounting for everything, we're good, it's okay. But other times we look and there's something there that's missing and we need to make a correction on our end.
With the very high numbers the past couple of years, Ryan, was the appeal numbers, were they up to?
Appeal numbers were up last year. It was to be expected given some of the increases that we had and everything that was going on. We try and look at things and educate people on what the process is and what it is that we're trying to look at and how we have to look at it, because the state statutes and everything are very clear as far as what is and what constitutes fair market value and how we're supposed to achieve that. And so we take that seriously. We try and do a good, thorough job with the work that we do to make sure that we can come up with a number that's fair market value and representative of that. And that's how we're looking at everything.
And the other thing I was going to ask too, Ryan, is kind of trying to ask gently. I'm assuming that at least from what I heard from the outside looking in, there were a lot of people who were very displeased with the property, you know, the valuation numbers that they got. How much of that kind of filtered back to you and to your staff?
I mean, we had a lot. We had people come in and speak with us, and that's normal and that's to be expected. And I think any time when you have increases like we did a year ago, I think that's typical. People want to come in, they want to ask questions, they want to know what's going on, and that's fine and that's acceptable because we want to make sure that we're educating people too on what our process is, and we just ask that people come with an open mind and that they are willing to educate themselves on what the process is too, because I think there is a lot that goes on. I think that property values aren't necessarily the end-all be-all when it comes to what your property taxes are. There's a lot of different aspects that go into the property tax formula and the property tax calculation, and it's not just values. Values are just one piece. The larger piece is ultimately what the budgets of all the various tax entities determine that they need to provide their services for a year. That's going to do a lot more to determine what property taxes are than what the values are. The values just divide up everybody's portion of the pie. That's what the values do.
Lyon County Appraiser Ryan Jansen with us on our Newsmaker 2 segment, KVOE Live and Local. It is 8:38, so Ryan, how many members are there on the Lyon County Appraiser team?
There's 9 of us total. As far as actual appraisers that we have, there's myself and 3 others that are taking a look at some of the valuation side on the real estate and trying to see where we're at as far as data characteristics and conducting some of the analysis, holding the appeals, and setting the values.
Well, there's a lot of numbers to be crunched and a lot of information. So what type of a computer program are you using with this?
We've got various different programs that we utilize. Some of the stuff is given to us by the state. There's a lot of things that we can do just kind of in your a simple Excel format, but some of these Excels are set up with some pretty robust macros and things to work. But we do a lot of things through an Excel analysis. We also do, I would say our main process is something called a multiple regression analysis, which is just a statistical way of analyzing multiple independent variables at one time to come up with what the value is, to determine what the dependent variable is. In our case, the dependent variable is fair market value. So that regression analysis is kind of the big bell and whistle that we really use to try and help us determine what values are doing.
All right. Well, Ryan, I know things are heading out Monday. In case people want to set appeals, how do they do that? What's the phone number to call?
Yep, if anybody would like to set an appeal, they can contact the appraiser's office at 620-341-3302, and they just need to do that within 30 days on the notice, and so that deadline will be March 27.
Well, Ryan, good work. As always, we appreciate your time.
Yep, I appreciate you letting me come and share.
You bet. Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, Lyon County appraiser Ryan Jansen does good work there. Appraiser's office. That's a load of numbers right there, Jack. A lot of information to
kidding. You are not kidding. Again, those notices head out on Monday. We'll have a story kind of as a preview coming up here later today on KVOE. And as we look at the schedule here next week, we've already mentioned our newsmaker segment here coming up on Monday will be Tyler Curtis, Amanda Mendoza, fundraisers for the upcoming Emporia High trip for students to France. For the Newsmaker 2 on Monday, we'll have Angela Cheever joining us. We'll get an update, about a 10-minute update on the annual Girl Scouts of Kansas Heartland cookie sale fundraiser, which has been ongoing here for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, just a little over a week, I think, and you see, the cookies being sold curbside.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Different places, so that's kind of a different tact that they have had to take, but I think we've got some, I think there's some new offerings cookie-wise this year, if I'm not mistaken.
I agree on that, I believe, and we'll find out more in case you haven't seen all of this already, but that's coming up here soon, Monday morning here on KVOE.
Live and local, 841 sunshine, 40 degrees, good morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Creston. A day after a service outage that had tens of thousands of AT&T customers staring at their smartphones, wondering